Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You have to play the media coverage to get your message out. And the Aiken thing is a perfect example of that. I think that story is a big plus for Romney right now. Because the story is not that some kooky Republican congressman running for the Senate said something stupid. That was the first story. Now the story is that the responsible leaders of the Republican Party, Romney and McConnell and Ryan and all of them, are piling on Aiken to withdraw, and he won't. And that really sends a message to pro-choice women that they don't need to be afraid of Mitt Romney, that they don't have to vote for Obama because of that. And I think Romney is spinning this beautifully, and it's defanging the fear motivation in getting Democrats out to vote, particularly Democratic women, out to vote for Obama.
There's political commentator Dick Morris, who says the Todd Aiken controversy is going to work out very well, in fact, for Mitt Romney. Aiken and the presidential race, top two items this week on the countdown. We're going to go through the numbers from number 1 to number 10 in this hour. In Focus, the week ending Friday, the 24th of August, in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen with this unique rundown of the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the folks at Talkers.com. Number 10, the naked Vegas vacation that Prince Harry took. Number 9, new NFL rules. Number 8, the CBO prediction, not too good for our fiscal future. Number 7 is Egypt. Number 6, immigration reform. Number 5, the SEAL Team 6 book about the bin Laden killing. Number 4 is what's going on in general in Afghanistan. Number 3, all the hoopla about the West Nile virus. Number 2 is Todd Aiken. Number 1, the presidential race. So let's get started with host Dom Giordano talking to Paul Ryan about the debate over Medicare and what happens to it if Mitt Romney wins in November.
Congressman Ryan, we all know that no one over 55 is going to be affected by the Romney-Ryan plan, but can you be as wonkish as you want? Let's drill down and talk about the second bone of contention, the fact that we hear that choice will be involved here for seniors about sticking with Medicare or going with something else. Give me all the details on that.
Sure. Well, first of all, let's not forget the fact, Tom, that Obamacare takes $716 billion out of Medicare to pay for Obamacare. And among those cuts are a program called Medicare Advantage. 38% of seniors in Pennsylvania get their Medicare this way. And according to Medicare itself, 47% of the seniors on this program are going to lose that benefit. That translates into a $3,600 cut to Medicare seniors who are on Pennsylvania's Medicare Advantage plan within 5 years. And so this will restrict choices for current seniors and lead to fewer services, more out-of-pocket costs. What we're saying is don't do that. Don't treat Medicare like a piggy bank. Don't take money from Medicare for Obamacare. Don't put a new board of bureaucrats in charge of cutting Medicare that will lead to denied care for seniors, which is what Obamacare also does. And leave it alone for people in or near retirement. But for those of us who are below 55, who are facing a bankrupt program, there are bipartisan reforms that have been offered in Congress. I'm a champion of those reforms. They originated from the Clinton Commission in the late 90s on how to save Medicare, which offer future seniors more choices in a system that works just like what members of Congress and federal employees have. You get a list of guaranteed comprehensive coverage options, including traditional Medicare, that you choose. Then Medicare subsidizes your premiums based on who you are. If you're a wealthy person, you won't get as much of a subsidy as if you're a middle-income person. And if you're a low-income person or if you have high health problems, high illnesses, total coverage. And so we believe by giving the patient the power to choose among their health care providers, have providers, insurers, doctors, hospitals compete against each other for the beneficiary's business. That's the best way to increase quality and lower costs as opposed to Obamacare, which is a board of 15 bureaucrats, price-controlling providers, leading to denied care for seniors, or restricting current seniors' access to the Medicare Advantage plans they've chosen. 38% of all Pennsylvania seniors chose that in Pennsylvania alone.
Up next, more from the campaign trail, including a possible October surprise when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-830-7680. That's 1-800-830-7680.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Small businesses might be bigger than you think. I'm Risa Jill Miller. According to the SBA, small businesses generated 65% of the new jobs in America over the past 17 years. Entrepreneurs looking for capital can enter the MillerCoors Urban Entrepreneurs Business Plan competition for a chance to win grants up to $150,000. Alfred Edmond Jr., Senior Vice President, Black Enterprise Magazine.
Small businesses are the core of our economy, and we want to help sustain them. The Muse competition is a great resource, not only for the opportunity to receive capital, but the access and feedback from some of the premier business minds in the country is invaluable.
MillerCoors is saluting small businesses with National Urban Entrepreneur Week, which encourages entrepreneurs to seek viable resources to help reach the next level. For more on National Urban Entrepreneur Week or the Muse Business Plan Competition, search hashtag MUES or visit MillerCoorsMUES.com.
Not long ago, I went to Wells Fargo to talk about ways they could help with my business's cash flow.
It often takes 3 days or more for merchants to get paid from any credit or debit card transactions.
Exactly.
Well, we could set you up with a merchant services account where you could get paid as soon as the next business day for most transactions.
That was a conversation worth having, and the $100 reward for opening a new merchant services account made me feel even better.
Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. See banker for offer details. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Hot Hits and Talk Radio reviewing 3 or 4 in this hour. Here is Rebecca Marshall with Steve Leader talking to political analyst Jim Moore about the RNC canceling the first day because of the storm.
So I'm wondering, is this the first Mother Nature calling the shots during a convention?
No, actually it happened 4 years ago as well. Remember, because of the outrage over what President Bush did or didn't do during Hurricane Katrina, which was before 4 years ago, 4 years ago when the Republicans met in Minneapolis, they were very conscious that the president needed to be focused on what was happening on the hurricanes, and Republicans didn't need to seem heartless when a hurricane hit. So they postponed the first day then as well. Now the actual hurricane is there. It didn't make it to Minneapolis, but now the actual hurricane is sweeping by. So it's not a first, but it does seem like they're a bit hard luck at this point.
When you slow down the convention like this, does it in any way slow the momentum of any particular person or theme or anything of that sort?
You know, it really doesn't. In fact, actually, last year's Republican convention was overwhelmingly thought to be done better because it was compressed into 3 days. Here's what happens. The networks, the main networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, not Fox, are going to cover just 1 hour a night of the convention. And so, and they weren't going to cover tonight anyway. And so the convention basically is compressed into 3 days, but the same voices, the same faces, the same messages will appear in those hours. And so it'll the excitement that will be generated in the convention will have just as much a chance to get out and hit the huge bunch of the electorate that will watch those hours each night.
Jim, will we learn anything about the candidates this week, or is it just one
long campaign commercial that's completely orchestrated and not spontaneous.
Well, this will be the first and best chance for most of the electorate to actually get a sense of the candidates as people. So Paul Ryan, we've all heard about. Most people, however, have not been watching him for an extended period. When he gives his vice presidential acceptance speech, people will be watching to say, wow, what can I tell about this guy as he's giving the speech? Same thing with Mitt Romney. He's been running for president for a long time, but this will be a big chance for him to connect with people who have not connected with him in the past. And so we will learn about people, but not from necessarily their words. We'll learn about them from watching them on the stage, seeing how they interact with people, and beginning to make that connection. Remember, one of Mitt Romney's biggest issues right now is people find Barack Obama much more likable than Mitt Romney. So this is a chance for him to basically connect with people on that level and make them more comfortable.
Would you go so far as to say that for millions of people who will watch both the conventions, this may be their first in-depth chance to get to know the candidates?
Absolutely. Oh. Right. It's amazing. The conventions are basically, as you said, one big campaign commercial, but they're an unmitigated commercial because they're going to be shown for an hour on the big networks, and that means that it's a chance for the candidates to connect with people that they're not going to get for the rest of the election. It's just an amazing chance for the parties.
Talk host Manny Munoz with the former Senator George Lemieux of Florida about former Florida Governor Charlie Crist announcing he's supporting President Obama and will speak at the Democratic Convention next week.
Were you surprised that the guy you worked with so closely for so long, a former Republican, Governor Charlie Crist, has decided to endorse President Obama and actually speak at the Democratic Convention?
Well, unfortunately, I wasn't surprised. He's been telegraphing this for some time. I'm obviously disappointed by it. I'm disappointed for the thousands of Republican volunteers over the years who've knocked on doors for him, who've made phone calls, who've written checks. People change in their beliefs, evolve, if you will, but no one has had a bigger change in their beliefs in modern American politics, I think, than Charlie Crist. This would not be evolution. This would be a metamorphosis.
Yeah, and there's a lot of there's an article in today's Herald, for example, with someone writing about what happened while he was governor, and there were a lot of things that didn't go well, toward the later part, especially of his term. And I'm wondering if it was a smart move politically for the president to embrace him, because I think the Republicans are just going to tout what happened during the 4 years that he was here as governor.
Well, Crist is still popular. People still like him. He does have a good popularity rating. But when he tries to change his beliefs 180 degrees, we live in a modern world where technology has captured his beliefs, his prior beliefs, on a number of subjects. He ran for governor in 2006 as pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, against same-sex marriage. He sought the VP choice with John McCain, and when Sarah Palin was picked, said that she would be a great vice president. All of this is on video.
Right.
All of it's on tape. And should he run for anything in a Democratic primary, you will see it on your television.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. Will the convention and the nomination be overshadowed by, especially if this storm winds up going towards New Orleans, it may be overshadowed this week. How bad is that going to hurt the Republicans?
Unfortunately, I think it's a big problem. These conventions are very important because America focuses on the parties during the convention and focuses on the party's nominee, and Mitt Romney needs to have that connection. A CNN poll today showed that 53% of Americans think Obama cares more about them. Only 39% Romney does, and I know that the folks who are running the Romney campaign really look forward to this as a showcase of who Mitt Romney is as a person to make that connection with the electorate. This hurricane is going to dominate this week. Watch for the president to be holding press conferences, maybe be in Florida, certainly be in New Orleans, which will take away a lot of attention from Mitt Romney. I think that the organizers of the convention should extend it. They're talking about that if they can. And, the best thing they probably could do, if it is possible, is they should move it to next week.
Yeah, if that's possible, boy, it would cost a lot of money to get it done. But the message needs to come out. If there's going to be any bump for Romney, he's got to be introduced to the American public in general. That's for sure.
He does.
The latest on the storm named Isaac in conversation and in the focus next on the Countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's be very honest and let's put it in some military vernacular. If you're feeding a person a crap sandwich with a smile, it's still a crap sandwich. And I think that's what you see coming from President Obama. He's fed America just a load of you-know-what, and it has not done anything for this country than increasing our unemployment, increasing Americans in poverty, increasing the food stamp rolls, and we're heading in the wrong direction.
There's Florida Congressman Alan West, who is here to tell you what he feels about President Obama and what has to be done by the Republicans in Tampa this week. The Republican National Convention is where we start another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. From Fox, Martha McCallum talks to political commentator Charles Krauthammer about what Krauthammer thinks Mitt Romney has to accomplish this week.
I just was reading online moments ago about he and Ann Romney walking out of an event, and the reporters shouted to them, you know, how's the speech coming? How's the speech coming? And can you give us a preview? So he said, yes, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That was all he was willing to reveal about what is in that speech. But no doubt he feels the power of that moment and how important it's going to be for him. What does he need to do, Charles?
Well, you know, I think it starts with Ann Romney's speech because, as I was trying to explain last night in that clip you showed, Romney's problem is people think he doesn't care. I was looking at a poll this morning, the latest poll on cares most about you. Obama's ahead by 22 points. Now, with this lousy economy, and with Obama having had 4 years, you know, he's pretending this is a choice election, I've got a plan. You know, he had a plan in 2008. He's been in office 4 years. The plan obviously hasn't worked, so why should people believe he's got another plan? If it's a referendum on Obama and what he's done, he loses. He should be neck and neck. The problem for Romney is that people think he doesn't care. And I think that's what a convention can do. The Ann Romney speech, I think, is very important because she's the best thing he's got going for him when it comes to humanizing, softening him, and showing him a man who clearly has empathy and feeling, but he has a lot of trouble showing it. And then his speech, he doesn't have to go and give a lachrymose rendition of his life or tell a lot of sob stories. All he has to do is speak in terms that are empathetic, that are a lot softer. And I don't think a lot of hard rhetoric is what he wants. I think he needs to show that he's a guy who's very competent, who does have plans, but can deliver the message in a way that shows that he cares. Now, he's not going to be up there with Obama, you know, on the ratings of caring. But as I was trying to explain the other day, if he can cut that gap in half, the election's over. He's won it.
You know, it's interesting. When you ask people who cares about you more, I wonder if the response to that question doesn't come in part from, you know, a concern about benefits being taken away. You know, President Obama, a lot when he gets up and speaks, talks about not taking anything away from people. You know, we live in a country now where so many Americans receive a government check in one way or another. So it seems that part of what his campaign, Obama's campaign, has embraced is this idea that you don't have to panic, you don't have to fear. None of those checks are going to disappear. We're going to take care of you.
I think you're right that it is rooted in some way in policy, where the Republicans, you know, classically people say the Democrats are the mommy party and the Republicans are the daddy party, and mommy isn't going to remove your Brexit from you. And people always think of the Republicans as these mean guys who just want to cut. But with Romney's case, it goes beyond the policy, because the reason that becomes a credible argument is because they feel from his personal history that he doesn't care. And that's where the hundreds of millions of dollars Obama has spent on all these ads attacking him as a vulture capitalist, and that outside group, the ad they ran where they essentially said that he killed a steelworker's wife, he lays off the steelworker, and then he kills the wife with cancer. I mean, an unimaginably vituperative ad that you could almost not imagine being delivered against anybody else. That lays the basis for the policy issue. He's a guy who in his history has never cared, so now he's a guy with policies that don't care. That's the Obama argument. And I think on the policy, you can win the case by explaining that your policies will save Medicare, save Granny, save the poor, preserve the safety net. But you've got to get to the personal part to undo that impressions left by all that negative advertising. That's his task at the convention, and I think he can begin to do it Thursday night.
More from Tampa on the Talk Radio Countdown in just a matter of moments.
It's summer, and while the temperatures may be way up, mortgage rates are way down. In fact, an 8-year mortgage loan is just 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Jay Farner here, folks, and I've got more amazing news for you. We found that a traditional 30-year fixed-rate mortgage isn't right for everyone. Sound like you? Then you're going to love the Quicken Loans exclusive mortgage, a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for you. Anywhere from 8 to 29 years. Your mortgage on your terms, that's the Quicken Loans Yorgage. The name sounds funny, but it's going to save you money. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, but right now. And find out if our yorgage is right for you. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to help you. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and see why we're engineered to amaze.
Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do-it-yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Have you heard? Now there's a male enhancement formula clinically tested to work on demand, and you're invited to try it risk-free. TestoCharge is guaranteed to give you the edge you need when you need it. All-natural TestoCharge has ingredients shown to increase libido and boost performance. TestoCharge is safe and it works. With TestoCharge, you'll experience an increase in romantic desire, so you'll be ready when the time comes. And with TestoCharge, you'll get an extra boost in performance, giving you both a night you'll never forget. See why TestoCharge is being called the natural alternative every man should know about. Get your risk-free trial, but hurry. This offer is only for a limited time. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415. TestoCharge is the natural male enhancement product you've been waiting for. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
America. Land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are on the air with the Talk Radio Countdown Show and a focus on the presidential race. Who do you like? The usual back and forth between Mitt Romney supporters and Barack Obama supporters. Then there's Ron Paul supporters, like this one, David in Florida.
You know, Ron Paul, and, you know, we support him, but, you know, the thing is, as a Republican, our party has swayed so far, you know, to the left, we feel. And I think the young people that are getting involved, the future of the Republican Party is going to be a more liberty-minded, freedom, conservative party. I don't think we're going to have, you know, our wing of the party is not going to have as much participation because the Rules Committee is controlled by the old Republican apparatus. So I don't see, you know, our part of the party being too much involved. But yes, I'll be plugged in and be doing the things that I was going to do because it's a long-term commitment. It's not just a one, you know, one-time deal.
800-510-8255 connects you to the Talk Radio Countdown Show and the millions of people who are listening now to find out what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. A daily overview each hour takes three or four things as we have time. Email, by the way, to Doug at DougStephan.com. We're talking about sort of the first day of the GOP National Convention in Tampa, which was very brief because of the storm. Delegates had to cancel most of the program for the opening day. It took less than 2 minutes, in fact, and that was it. Outside the arena, the storm and a massive police presence, a few hundred people there are, yeah, because of the weather. Later during the week, there will be thousands supposedly demonstrating. The winds were blowing at 35, 40 miles an hour, not too conducive to anything but an attack on your senses. We're talking So the combination is of the convention, which there's nothing to talk about yet, really, but that doesn't keep people from wanting to express themselves, and that's the opportunity you have here. Mike in Washington says this week we ought to see there's a real difference between the two.
What certainly attracted me about Romney is the stark contrast he's describing as compared to Obama's financial philosophy. You know, there's a fundamental difference in that Romney doesn't think that the answer to everything is spending trillions of dollars and getting us into a worsening deficit. Deficit question is going to be the fundamental issue, I think, in this election, and which directly impacts economies and jobs. I mean, Obama shows a lot of arrogance in thinking that he knows how to spend our money, and he knows how to direct all these funds, and I have a problem with that.
800-510-8255. I'm with you in a sense that I believe the man is very arrogant, and most people that get through to that understand and don't like the arrogance. Arrogance never works. There's an interesting piece on CBS News. I think it was the morning program where a fellow wrote a book about the Mormon. I think it's called The Mormon Way of Doing Business. And in it, an overview of Mitt Romney and answers to why he has a certain not aloofness, but doesn't try to take credit for a lot of things that he's done. And the book is, a lot of people were surprised. It was so positive, and it appeared on CBS. Go figure. 800-510-8255. Here's Tyrone listening in the Buckeye State. Anybody who's watching will see here's the exact opposite of what I just said from the CBS piece. This guy thinks that all Romney cares about is him.
I would like to say Obama is doing better than he anybody else suspected. I know the Republicans are saying what he has done, but what they look at what Obama has done. He went here and got Bin Laden like he said he was going to do. Obama has got jobs back. When Bush was in office, we lost jobs. Bush was in there for 8 years and couldn't get it right. Now, Obama's been here for only 4 years. It's going to take another 4 years to get this country straight. So people are always talking about Romney this and Romney that. But just look at the big picture here. Romney didn't tell us about his taxes. Romney is all about himself. Us Republicans, the Democrats are more for the people.
Okay. 800-510-8255. Don't kid yourself. They're both out for themselves. That is, the parties are out for themselves. The individuals, maybe you get a different spin on, but they are all about themselves. They end up, they're just interested in the job. Why do we need parties? I keep asking that question. Nobody's come up with a good reason, an explanation, if you will, at 800-510-8255. So if you feel like you want to take a shot at that, help yourself. Meanwhile, down where the storm is hitting, Hughes listening in Louisiana. He wants to talk about Mitt Romney.
Romney is doing the talk, and he's not really doing the walk. He's projecting and promising a lot of things that he has. He's a white man, he's a Republican, and he knows nothing about the common people. He should come to New Orleans and visit the Lower Line and where black folks are. Send his wife like a Mother Teresa to deal with these little ladies down, see what they're doing. Send his sons out, or the ones Mormons, especially African Americans or Mormons, send him out to see what is happening, you know. So he has a lot to prove, and it's better to go with Obama, who's already in there, than because it would take Romney, from what he's talking about, 4 years to do what he's talking about. It's impossible. And right now, the Republicans are in a real confusion state. Rubio, that's a joke, man. To make him introduce Romney, that's a joke. The Hispanic people are not fools. So, you know, I don't think he's going to win with the plan that he has.
A lot of anger there, that fella. 800-510-8255. And again, the presence, all these people that are working against you and for themselves, whether they be Republicans or Democrats, are great at having pals in the news media and manipulating the information. And that's why I said you can get a hold of a copy of that CBS News piece. Just, I think CBS News, if you Google it, Romney probably will show up. Joe in New York says he's waiting for either of these two people to explain what they actually are going to do to help out on the job front.
The politicians of both parties have a particular way of speaking. America's great, the economy, we're going to improve the economy. That's too ambiguous for me. For some people, improving the economy means making the Dow Jones average go up. It means making the commodity traders make more billions. This is what I want to hear from both parties, Republicans and the Democrats. I am going to create jobs. And this is how I'm going to do it. If they're not saying that, if they're waving flags and telling me how wonderful America is and how great they are, that ain't cutting it. I'm going to create jobs, and this is how I'm going to do it. That's what I'm going to be listening for.
800-510-8255. I was looking. There's a radio row starting. Some of them were there yesterday. Most of them will be there today. That means there are a lot of talk hosts from the news talk radio stage, the political, the so-called political shows that are there. And I just got a tweet from somebody. Radio Row at the GOP convention is like a bizarre high school prom, and Mike Huckabee is the prom king. That's pretty funny. 800-510-8255. Alan in Arizona thinks Mitt Romney's plan for energy is the number one reason to vote for Mr. Romney.
I like to talk about being positive. And what is so positive about the Republican Party is to start with Romney's plan for energy. I think that is so significant that when you really look at the cost of living in every aspect of our lives, if we reduce oil, our costs become the number one oil producer in the world. I think when you take a look at being below $1 a gallon, what effect that has across the board. And I think the most positive thing is that if we now can be utilizing natural gas, the most abundant supply that we have, that it then takes us to a point that now we become an OPEC, and we become the lowest cost energy producer in the world, that then spurs people coming to the United States to do one thing, and that is to have their factories here because of the lowest cost of energy. And that spurs millions and millions of jobs across the country. And I think just to start with that platform with Romney is so positive.
800-510-8255. I think that's excellent. You reasoned that through well, sir. College students coming back to campus in the next week or so will see the Obama campaign right there waiting for them. A lot of Obama aides see the college campuses as fertile ground for registering and recruiting some of the more than 15 million young people who have become eligible to vote since 2008. But if they have older brothers and sisters who voted for him, many of whom are not going to vote for him again because hope and change turned into a bust. So there's a little harder sell there, but that's the way they'll bring somebody around. Young men, 18 to 35, will be more interested in Ron Paul, and hopefully he'll have some large, although the rumor is he's not going to have much to say because he was going to be edited. I think he's there, but that's about it, unless I'm wrong. Correct me if you'd like and bring in your thoughts on the Republican Party, Democratic Party, and the election as we stir more interest in it because of the conventions happening this week and next week. 15 before the hour on the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to Andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's Andro400.com, Andro400.com.
The Pikes Peak region welcomes you back to the beauty of the Purple Mountain Majesty, to the adventure of the great outdoors, to world-class shops, restaurants, and hotels, to our rich history and heritage, to the events, attractions, and culture that make memories for a lifetime. Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, welcome back. For more information, www.visitcos.com.
This is Hulk Hogan with a wake-up call to all the men out there. Are you laying on the couch tired and out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? Don't be that guy, brother. Do what I do and take Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement with ingredients that increase your testosterone levels. Ageless Male helps me feel like $1 million. It supports healthy energy levels, more muscle mass with strength training, and more romantic drive and performance. Best of all, it's all natural. Forget about the imposters and wannabes you're hearing about. Ageless Male is the only testosterone supplement approved by yours truly. Don't wait another day. Support your energy, your drive, your performance, and more with Ageless Male. Be the man you want to be.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
800-510-8255. That's a different number than the number that the fellow just used. For those of you who are not listening online, if you're online and listening to the Armed Forces Radio Network, we introduce you to Sam, who's in Florida, I believe. Sam, go ahead. You're on the countdown live.
Oh, yeah, Doug. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just a comparison between the two major players, Obama and Romney. You know, Mr. Obama, he's given the health care, he's given the stimulus, and he's given a lot of things. And, you know, thank you, Mr. Obama, for what you've given. But I call those things fish. Mr. Romney, when you look at his track record, Mr. Romney has been very successful in business, and he's made a lot of accomplishments in his private sector. And Mr. Romney is going to teach us how to fish. Now, if a lot of these people are happy to have the fish, and thank you, Mr. Obama, for the fish. But if I go with Mr. Romney and he teaches me how to fish, then he's fed me for a lifetime, and I stand stronger, and my family stands stronger, and this country stands stronger because they learn how to fish instead of just get the fish.
Go back to Bill Clinton, who said, give him a hand up, not a hand out. There are too many handouts right now, and you are correct in discussing it. That was an interesting foray into philosophy. Thanks for the call, sir. 800-510-8255. Sal in New York finishes off this discussion.
Well, I mean, he's not the man. He's not for the poor. He's only interested in the rich, and I don't care what he says. The problem with Obama is that I see he has to be more stronger. And I tell you right now, I don't think he's even running this country. I think the oil and gas companies are running this country. It's quite obvious what's going on here. And so the American people stick together and listen to what they've been telling them. Don't use certain gasoline stations. Just put these big corporations out of business. Then you're going to see the economy get better, because what's going to happen is food will go down. Everything's going to go down, but you can't depend on the president to do everything all the time because his hands are tied. The big corporations, and like I said, again, gas companies. People need to stop using Exxon gas. Let's put one big gas company out of business, and then you'll see the gas start coming down, and you'll see our economy grow better.
All right. So I think that's enough on presidential politics and the convention. Let's talk about Lance Armstrong, because certainly a lot of people have been doing that over the last 4 or 5 days. So I'll have it here next for you on the Talk Radio Review.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a 1-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 per 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Something that a lot of folks on Talk Radio have been commenting on the last few days, the status of Lance Armstrong. As you perhaps know, he announced that he would no longer fight the allegations that he used performance-enhancing drugs. So a lot of Talk Radio hosts, including Warren Pierce, had the conversation. Here he is, Mr. Pierce, with Betsy Andrew, whose husband was good friends with Lance Armstrong, says she heard Lance admit to using these drugs.
How did you and your husband, who is a biker, how close were you with Lance Armstrong?
Well, Frankie and Lance were very close friends, and they had lived with each other in Como, Italy. They trained with each other. Frankie would go to Austin, Texas, and he would stay with Lance so he could train, because where we live and the weather we have is not very good for training. And so he would go and he would stay with Lance quite often, and they were very close friends, and we would hang out a lot, especially when Lance got married, and we just did a lot of stuff together. And Frankie and Lance just always... they were very close friends, even though they were quite different people.
And your husband on the same racing team as Lance Armstrong. And back in 96, you and Frankie were in the hospital in Indiana after Lance had brain surgery. And you heard him say that when asked by a doctor, yes, I had EPO, testosterone, growth hormones in my body, after the doctor asked him that question?
You're forgetting steroids and cortisone. But so, yeah, but just the background for that is that we went to go visit him at the hospital in Indiana, and it was a research hospital. We were in his hospital room, and then we were moved to a conference room because he's having a scheduled meeting with doctors. He was with there were a few other people in that room, four other people besides Frankie Lance and I, and the two doctors who ended up coming in. I said, I think we should at least give you your privacy. And he said, no, that's okay. And I said to, I turned to Frankie, I think we should leave to give him his privacy. And Frankie said, he said we could stay. And so we stayed, the doctors came in, and if the, and this exchange happened when the doctors were there, and so the doctors proceeded when, with Lance's blessing, if you will, to, ask him questions. And then one of the questions he asked was, have you ever, one of the doctors asked, have you ever used performance enhancing drugs? And then boom, out came the answer. Out came the eyes in my head, and we excused ourselves, we left, and Frankie and I just, I got into it, because we were engaged 6 weeks previously, and I told him, if you're doing all that blank, I'm not marrying you. I think that's how he got his cancer. That's my opinion, and it's been an incredible journey these past 16 years from that incident.
Lance Armstrong has denied that hospital story that we just discussed, suggesting that you really hate him, and that was the reason that you've made up that particular hospital story.
But that's what he's going to say. He can't say she's telling the truth. He has to say, as he's told many other people, she's fat, she's ugly, she's jealous, she's hateful. But that's what he said. Now he's saying that USADA and Travis Tigard, its CEO, is on a witch hunt and is jealous and is obsessed. Don't name call. Fight the facts.
All right, here are our hosts Dave Krieger and Dave Treadwell talking to a reporter from the L.A. Times about Lance's situation.
Tell us a little bit about your feeling on Lance Armstrong's decision here. Did it come as a surprise to you? He's fought these allegations tooth and nail for more than a decade.
Right. It wasn't a great surprise considering what he was up against. I mean, he faced a deadline to announce whether or not he intended to go through the arbitration process. So he had to inform USADA of that. So he basically decided that instead of going through that process where USADA obviously had spent a lot of time and money researching this whole thing, gathering witnesses, collecting evidence, and being ready to present its case, Armstrong decided that, you know what, I'm just going to say that the battle's over, and I'm going to say that, you know, USADA is conducting a witch hunt, and we'll see, you know, what people believe.
You know, that's exactly where I was going to go with my question, Lance. Is this a witch hunt? Because as I read U.S. District Court Judge Sam Sparks, as he threw the case out, he said, USADA's conduct raises serious questions about whether its real interest in charging Armstrong is to combat doping or if it's acting according to less noble motives, such as politics or publicity. Is this a witch hunt?
I don't think it rises to the level of a witch hunt, because honestly, I think USADA has a duty to perform, and they are performing that duty.
A lot of teasing going on. All right, that's it. The report on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio from the space, the corner of time that we have there.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.